Right, we're done. That is it.
Yeah.
We've gone through all the shadows and all the songs.
Record time.
Yeah. Any idea top three?
Well, let's see. I believe that the My Broken Demo Tape song has got to be in the top three.
Yeah, I agree.
And for me, I really liked the Cave Dweller song, so that's in my personal top three.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure if that third place is going to be Sober or if it's going to be the Alleviators or it might be Governing Dynamics. I don't know. I have to really search my feelings to figure out. Oh, also in Blue is also a potential for top three as well.
Hard to say.
I feel like it's got to be also in Blue now that I think about it.
I think my number one is going to be My Broken Demo Tape, which is weird considering how much I harshed them in round one to hear myself saying that I think this was the best of the bunch. But I honestly think that it was the best of the bunch. I keep going back to it. I mean, I knew I kept going back to Sober also because it was delightful. But I think if I was stuck listening to a song on infinite repeat, I think that I'd get sick of Plastic Patty quicker than I'd get sick of Die Happy.
Die Happy definitely hit the hardest emotionally of all these songs for me.
For me, I mean, My Broken Demo Tape by Country Mile. It's not even just that it was just, it hit hard. I mean, I was liking it before I even realized what it was about.
Yeah, me too.
You know, Governing Dynamics is maybe a second. Just I said, like, that's closest to the kind of music that I would be listening to anyway. Yeah. Maybe I would put Stacking Theory as my number three. I really did like some parts of it.
Yeah, you were just disappointed by the ending, if I recall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that kind of makes me forget that I actually really did like most of the song.
Yeah, but I mean, like Cardamom Seed, I really liked Stacking Theory. Yeah. Celestial Drift, I liked a lot. Cave Dwellers. Man, this whole list has stuff that it's like everything is in, you know, that high mid range, except for, of course, My Broken Demo Tape, which is high, high. And then, like, you get to stuff like Oxford Blue, and that's also maybe high ish. So yeah, everything, just a lot of really good entries. So we'll figure it out. Fortunately, Brian doesn't have to figure it out.
Yeah, and not only do I get an out, but also you, the listener, get an out. You have absolutely no reason to give shit one about my opinion. You know, nobody can blame you if you consider your audience to contain exactly five people. And I am not one of those five. I'm not even part of the Spin Tunes, you know, group. You know, I couldn't record a decent piece of music to save my freaking life.
Remind me why we had Brian on, Ryan.
Well, you know,
yeah,
how
I couldn't get anyone else.
Yeah, the bottom of the barrel. No,
I'm all you can afford.
Yeah, we called everybody. The thing is, it's like at the end, round four, everybody who participated gets a vote.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian still doesn't get a vote.
I still don't get a vote. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't get a vote either, yeah. But still.
My opinion is only interesting if you care about what outsiders think of your music.
All right. Well, any comments before we shut this thing down? Okay. I think I can hear the ending theme.
Yeah, I this was actually really fun for me. Thanks for inviting me, guys. I enjoyed listening to the songs, even the ones I didn't like.
Thank you so much, Brian, for joining us on relatively short notice and having these good takes on all of these songs and these thoughtful ideas about them. I want to thank my husband for his patience and his love and his support. And I thought it was cool to hang out with you guys when I got up to Seattle earlier this week. But that's it for me.
That's it for me. We're out.
I'd like to shout out the chances of fate that have led me to this point in my life.
Mike already stopped the recording, man. Why don't you just shut up? I hope I'm kidding. Was I kidding?
You're kidding.
Okay, good.